There are some significant challenges facing this country's renewable energy thrust. So says First Caribbean International Bank's Managing Director for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Donna Wellington. She's been identifying these difficulties in a recent seminar mounted by the Central Bank of Barbados, where she expressed the belief that there is a need for greater clarity.
So in Barbados, we need a plan. Some of us might think we have plans. It might seem like we have a plan, but the truth is, at this point, we don't have an all-embracing plan for renewable energy up until 2030. We do not have one. What do I mean by that? What is required on a year-by-year basis from everyone in the system? What's required in terms of grid? What's the ability to get the solar or wind from the persons who are putting it up to light and power and then distribute it? What is required in all of that? What capital expenditure and operating expenditure is required to get that done? How much can we do in every given year? What is required in terms of battery storage? Can our grid currently handle it? Well, we're getting to the point right now, and this is real-time information. We're getting to the point right now. We're at about 85 megawatts. Our grid was stable up until 80. It will not be stable at 100, and we are growing at 2 megawatts a month. If we think about that, what that means is that there's coming a time very shortly where, notwithstanding all the solar that's going on, we use at peak 120 to 150 megawatts in a day. So when the sun is baking down and there's 100 megawatts on people's roofs, it means that we kind of have renewable energy for peak when the sun is shining. But we don't just want it when the sun is shining. We want it all day, all night. And the sun goes up and comes back down, and we need to store the energy that we get at that point. And that's why we need to get about 750 megawatts of energy to be able to store during that time. But right now, we don't have batteries to store. Batteries are very expensive. We don't have a battery framework or energy producer has not bought batteries because they're still waiting on a framework. And so we're getting to the point where, notwithstanding all the solar that we have on the roof and all the solar that we have on the ground and the few wind turbines that you're seeing, soon from now, the light and power is going to have to say, okay, the grid is getting unstable, or it's an unstable grid, because we cannot modulate the sun that's coming in with the number of megawatts that we have at peak times. That is a major problem, and one that cannot be ignored. And these are the sorts of things that we need to settle very quickly in order for us not to have to pause for a formidable time. Because it takes time for, even if we were to agree at all today, the ordering of batteries, which are something that are needed worldwide, there's a timeline or a lead time of between 12 to 18 months. We don't have that sorted. You know, for 12 to 18 months, we're going to be in limbo. And it means that even though we want to support renewable energy and we want to lend, and there is a framework to lend to renewable energy, if nobody else can plug in, then you really shouldn't be doing any more until you know that you can plug in. Nobody's going to borrow money to do solar expecting that they're going to get a return and not getting the return because they have to wait 20 months to plug in. So all of these are major issues that we're dealing with in Barbados right now. And that's what I keep going back to: the framework, stability, understanding the plan, and having that kind of clarity as to what exactly is happening in country in order for people to invest.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.